when we were first evacuated, my sister Betty, she was travel sick, so she wasn't all that well. We were on the train from the morning till about half past five at night, you know, going, yeah. We went to Newark. And so when we all got off at the school at Radcliffe, she didn't get off. And we didn't know where she was. Well, actually, she went to the hostel where we finished up. But she hated it there. She didn't make friends very easily. I'm just the opposite. I've got lots of friends. She's no friends at all. Yeah. And but I couldn't find out where she was. And about a week after we'd been there, we were walking out with the lady, Auntie Jessie, we called her, Auntie, and going along, and there were all these girls coming towards us, and there was Betty in amongst them. She saw me and I saw her, and we just ran and hugged, and then we both cried, and she said, "I'm so unhappy, Iris, I'm so unhappy." And so I said, I'll sort it out.
Were you older than she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
And so I saw the teacher, Miss Quixley, who I got on very well with, I liked her, and I told her, and I said, you know, how unhappy Betty was. And I said, I should write and tell my mum, because we were forbidden to tell our mum. You know, we got to say how happy we were. We mustn't worry our mums and that, you know. And then she went in the next day. This Mrs. Exton came and took her. And I say, it was just like home. She was like their daughter.
Oh.
So, you know, but it was so, seeing her, I didn't know where she was or anything.
That must have been incredibly worrying, particularly as you were older and you knew your mother must have expected you to keep an eye on both of them.
It's like where Pat and Sylvia were when they weren't all that happy. Things come out now when we're talking, and they were forbidden to write to Mum and say anything because the lady told them that if they sent a letter to Mum without a stamp on, Mum would be sent to prison. And it frightened the life out of them, you know. And
it was a way of keeping a control over them.